Focus on the breath. Allow it to be comfortable. Think of some parts of the body that haven't gotten much breath energy recently. Give them some special attention. Meditation is like medicine for the mind. But it also has an impact on the body. Just as we know that the conditions of the body can have an impact on your mind, and the mind can have an impact on the body. So here we are taking our stance inside, treating the mind from the inside, and its effects will spread out by the body. When you soothe the mind, it's going to have a soothing effect on the body. That's one kind of meditation. It's like what we're doing right now, getting the mind to settle down and have a sense of ease and well-being. It's like putting a nice cream on a rash. Soothes the itch, soothes the burn. But you have to let it stay there for a while for it really to have an impact. In other words, you don't put the cream on and then just wipe it off. You put it on and you let it stay there. So you're going to stay with the breath. You're trying to soothe the mind from the inside. Just keep at it, keep at it, keep at it, and gradually, gradually, gradually feel the impact. Now, there are other kinds of meditation that have different effects. Some meditations wash you out. In other words, when lust arises in the mind, you focus on what's actually there in the body. And you realize there's nothing really there that you would want to feel lust for. Your body is the same as everybody else's body. That helps to wash out a lot of the unskillful thoughts in the mind. So when you look at your mind, you've got to figure out, okay, what disease does the mind have right now? Is it greed? Is it aversion, delusion? Is it laziness? Is it jealousy? And then apply the appropriate medicine. The breath is your standard medicine, the first thing you reach for in the cabinet. But you find that sometimes that's not quite what you need yet, or the mind is not willing to settle down with the breath. It's got other issues. So that's when you pull out the other medicines. And this way you have a whole range of medicines to apply to the mind. And make sure it stays in that sense of balance, which is what health is. It's a balance of the properties of the mind, just as health is balance in the properties of the body. So make use of these medicines as appropriate. But as I said, the breath is the main medicine you want to use. It's the one that's best for all kinds of things. And if you stick with it, it really does soothe all the irritation in the mind. At the same time, it spreads its effects out into the body. So make this your prime concern. Because all of us coming here have wounds in the mind, diseases in the mind. And this is our main means of treatment.